The head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon, down at the bench right now. And we'll wait for Coach to get his headset on and wrap up our final stats. The other stat to mention tonight, Gophers winning the faceoff battle 25-20. Pretty even there on the faceoff circle. Jim Scanlon joining us right now. And, Coach, a great battle by your team out there. First of all, let's talk about that first period. Your team came out flying against this Gopher team, and they always play a solid game against the top teams in the league and in the country. But what a great goal there by Cicely Nelson, collecting that rebound. She couldn't have been in a better position for that one, could she have?
No, Kelly, you're right. It was just good play all around. Obviously, AJ, stepping in and getting a shot to that. I think she might have hit the post. I'm not 100% sure. But yeah, Cicely did what you're supposed to do. She drove hard to the net, and the puck dropped right on her stick, and she didn't miss.
Well, and we've talked a lot about that line of Nelson, Berglund, and Thibodeau, and how really they don't look like a fourth line down there. They had a great night, didn't they?
They did. It's just been a continuation. They work real hard. They're hard on pucks. They'll do the little things. They do a great job cycling. I thought that line was very good tonight.
After your team gave up that first goal to the Gophers, and it was a fluky goal, and you hate to see those kind, especially when they go off of one of your own players. Your team is so resilient, though. They just kind of shake it off, and obviously then scored 5 minutes later. Talk about the character of your team after a play like that.
Well, no question. Fortunate bounce for Minnesota. First of all, you got to give Nine credit because she funneled the puck to the net. That's something we talk about all the time. She shot it towards the net, and unfortunately it hit our skate and went in. So, but the group just kept battling. It was certainly a lot of time left, and nobody hung their head. And that's a key against this team because they can score in bunches, and if you get your dial down, they're going to take advantage of it. So, you saw that after they scored the power play goal, they came right back and had a great opportunity. So, again, I thought we had a good response, and certainly tying the game up was huge for us.
Your team on the defensive side, Eva Bilic with 5 block shots today. I know she took one there. I think it was in the first or second period where it hit her in the skate or the ankle, and she's so tough. It's hard to see her take those kind of block shots, but she just bounces right back.
Yeah, it was in the second period. Yeah, mm-hmm. she got a pretty good one right on the top of the foot, and came back and didn't miss a shift. And Cicely Nelson, same thing. She blocked 2 in a row. Mm-hmm. The first one definitely hurt, and then she kicked her foot out and blocked another one, and that didn't feel good. So
well, and those two were against Lee Steckline, who's part of Team USA, so it was a hard shot.
She's a very, very good player, Lee Steckline. She's kind of flies under the radar sometimes, but wow, she's good.
And on the other side of the defensive note, your team held Cameron Easy, Brandt, and Potomac to 4 shots on net tonight. What can you say about your team being able to hold off their top line?
Well, it was, obviously there was times when Minnesota certainly had the puck on our end, and we knew that. That's the type of team they are. But, again, we stress just playing your positions, doing your job, and I thought we did a nice job of doing exactly that, keeping them on the perimeter and having active sticks. And I thought we did a good job of picking up people away from the puck. And, just all in all, I thought it was just we did everything we needed to do. Again, it came down to a power play that's going at 47%, and they scored. I mean, it was a bit of a controversy because of the high stick, but unfortunately the call went their way, and we had a power play and couldn't generate anything. So again, it comes down to that special teams, and Minnesota's been so good on that all year long, and obviously that's what got them the game today.
Well, I know you talked about the controversy of that power play call. I have a bird's eye view of the review next to me up here, and I watched it over and over again while they were reviewing it, and it didn't look like it hit the stick, but those are really tough to take, though, when it's so hard to see exactly what happened. Everybody's got a different angle. I did talk to our review guy next to me, and he said it looked like it went off of her shoulder. Again, you hate to see those kind of fluky goals happen, but like you said, this Gopher power play is so good. They're so hard to defend. It just comes down to being disciplined and stay out of the box, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I thought we were. I mean, they're a team that doesn't take a lot of penalties either, so I thought the officials did a pretty good job the entire night in terms of letting teams play 5-on-5. So, you know, it was, you know, she said she could not get a very clear picture of the screen they were looking at. She said it was too blurry. I mean, it definitely hit a stick because you could hear it.
Okay.
But whether it was above the crossbar or not, I mean, we couldn't tell. And obviously she said I didn't see enough to overrule it. So, I mean, that's just the way it goes.
Coach, what do you guys need to do to come back here and get a win against this Gopher team tomorrow?
Well, I said obviously a lesson from 2 weeks ago when we had a battle with Wisconsin on a Friday and came out and they got after us pretty good on Saturday. And I said that was a lesson that we need to take to heart and really come out tomorrow with the same battle level. Again, I thought we definitely generated some chances, and tomorrow maybe some of those go in. But the bottom line is we got to come ready to play with the same intensity, the same compete level, and get after it.
Jim, your team played great tonight. Go get them tomorrow.
Thanks, Kelly. Appreciate it.